possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Would like to say hello to all of our dedicated YouTube listeners. I'm sure the chat is popping today. Jack, is the chat popping today?
I don't look anymore.
Oh, really?
Nah.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Very smart guy. Very
thank
smart.
You. The Twitter... Although my guy Neil, I hope he's still in there. The only Jalen truth teller on there.
Oh, the funny thing about YouTube chat is they will just go off into their own little world.
I see it on the, it's his own show.
Yeah, the Ricky one. I see it. They all just start talking to each other, and we're just sitting there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does Jalen's spot in quarterback ranking list still bother you? 75.9% say no, and 75.9% are lying. We will take you all the way up into the fills. We do have our final spot in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League to give away.
It's going to be tough today.
Hotly contested hour.
We've had a good one. And I would say, maybe right before we get to leading off, if we have a bunch of people left who want to be in the league, do we just give them all 10 seconds?
So, here's one thing I'm thinking.
Okay.
What about a 14-team league?
No.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Do you know why not a 14-team league? Because when you start doing that, people are less likely to update their rosters because it's so much harder to be good.
There's no bench players.
Yeah. It's too difficult. I don't think so.
I know. But I like people wanting
no waiver
to be...
guys. Nobody on the waiver wire left.
Yeah. Well, you got to do some deep digging there, Howie. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I just know that people won't. People hate that when you make the league bigger
14,
than...
Man,
league.
It is too big. I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Easy. Easy. Don't need T-Mac starting to play drops on me.
Yeah. I just... Yeah.
Can you imagine the Phillies broadcasters turning this around?
And just playing them from us?
Yes.
Yeah.
T-Mac
being just playing a Herb call.
Yeah, T-Mac being like, here's Ike saying, and he take a needle in the end. By the way, that Herb, before we get to the top five, that Herb call was, I think we've had two all-timers in the last one. That one was an all-timer.
I think three. I think his last, he's kind of like twice a week now.
Yeah.
Which is good. Like, every day, Herb, bit of an issue.
Not good, yes.
Man, once or twice a week, Herb.
You could do a top five of things from that call, I think. Like, so there were five things in the call.
The 18-year-old girls was not talked about,
by
which
the way,
is creepy.
Yeah, and totally a lie. There's no way there were 18-year-old nurses in
there. He's talking about, he slipped in a chocolate reference for Ike.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Or I think Ike said, I know you like chocolate or whatever. Yeah, and Herb's like, yeah, boy.
Okay.
Rolled right past it. It was a great call.
Threatening laugh with a picture of my wife.
Very creepy.
I got something to show you. It's a picture of your wife. Said that on the radio, you psychopath.
I know. We might need a lawyer up.
And not for nothing.
The lawyer up. You might get
the security.
A permit, a carrying permit.
Yes, I might have a concealed carry permit after this. And by the way, I'm glad Herb's okay. 3 days in the hospital for food poisoning with a CAT scan and an MRI ultrasound.
Sounds like the food poisoning was the least of your concerns.
Yes, they got him in there, and they're like, whoa, we gotta keep you here for a while, man.
Look at all this.
You gotta run some more tests on you.
Yeah, you kept walking in here looking like a, what was it? What did Ben Davis say?
Ostrich.
Look at ostrich.
It said an ostrich riding a bike.
Yep. Yeah. Where did Ben pull that one out of?
Ben's got a lot of them. I'll just tell you this. Ben Davis does a great job on TV and does a great job on the radio. There is another Ben Davis.
We don't
get to scratch
clubhouse
the surface.
Ben, man. Yes. Clubhouse, man. This guy played ball, man.
True Delco guy. Aston guy. You know,
I drove past your old Little League the other day.
Yeah,
there was no statue of Ben outside. There was also nothing about you being there.
Yeah, no. Two fields, right? Two fields still there. Yeah. Ask the Middletown Little League. Yeah, Ben and his cheating brother and his cheating dad all on the same team. oh yeah, we got two first round picks on the same team. No big deal. They need to be on the same team with their dad as a coach. Like, come on, you guys are going to beat everyone. All right, let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So rarely do I do sports top fives because, again, not a serious segment. But there was an all-time Eagle that was announced. He's going into the Eagles Hall of Fame the other day. Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd be appropriate to see how high I rank him on the best Eagles free agent signings of all time.
Or of your lifetime.
Of my lifetime since 2000.
Yes. Okay, yes, there it is. You gotta, that caveat needs to be.
Since 2000.
Watch how many leave off the list.
I tried to be as locked in as I could. Right. And the recent run has changed what this list used to be.
Mm-hmm. And are you, this is definite free agents, no some...
So T.O.'s not on it because he was a trade.
It was a trade. Okay.
Nor is Jason keeping Peters.
And nor is Jason... Oh, come on, it's a first round pick, stop. Come on. I knew that.
Okay.
Locked it.
I just didn't know. I didn't know.
Yep. All right. Starting at number five is where I put Zach Bond.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it was excellent. When you think of the price that they got him for.
Oh, man.
And they ended up paying him quite a bit, but, you know, 1 year, $7 million or something.
He was such a good free agent signing that changed their position on linebackers and paying them.
Yeah, and then they went and drafted one in the first round. It's wild.
Man, I hope.
He's good again?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Because I can already feel people coming.
Yeah. Can't believe we spent this much money on a linebacker.
1 year wonder. Yeah.
You know, we've been so successful doing it one way and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I hope he's good again.
Yeah, I hope he's good again this year.
Yeah.
Number four is where I put Malcolm Jenkins. So Malcolm Jenkins, congratulations. Okay. Going in the Eagles Hall of Fame, second best safety in the team history.
Yeah, well, when I said that last week, or a couple weeks ago when I was talking about Cooper and I was talking about second best safety, I forgot about Wes Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know how – I didn't get to watch him play as much.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't get talked about as much.
No, but he was a great player on a great defense.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good.
Yep.
But I'm still with you. I would say Malcolm second, yes.
Love Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah.
I mean, like, came here, was a cornerback. There was T.J. Byrd. There was
Jarius
Byrd and T.J. Ward.
Yep.
Right. There were every one of those. It was one of those three.
It was one of those two that we wanted.
Yeah, and Chip said, we're getting Malcolm Jenkins. And Malcolm ended up being way better than all those guys.
Way better.
He's awesome. Big leader, too.
Way better,
And has remained a presence in the area with his charity work as
well. We all we got, we all we need.
Yep.
My thing with Malcolm that I loved about that 2017 season was, or one of the things I loved about that Super Bowl season was Malcolm's sort of, and I know this ticked a lot of people off or what have you, his stance, the whole kneeling thing,
that
sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We forget about that. But that was a huge thing surrounding the sport coming into the season and what would players do. And it takes a brave person to stand up against all of that backlash that you're going to get when you believe in something.
Sure.
And I remember before every game, he and Chris Long would be standing there, fist raised, right, doing the national anthem. So nothing about being disrespectful for the anthem. I'm just simply saying, Malcolm Jenkins, when you're a man of your word and you got something you believe in principle and you stand on it, that earns you a lot of respect. So sure, as a football player, there's a lot of other things that Malcolm does as a man that should be appreciated, including being a part of this community. He's still a part of this community and helping people.
He does a newsletter. I'm a subscriber to the Malcolm Jenkins Substack.
Oh, really?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Awesome.
He does. Yep.
And he brought a chair out for DeMarco Murray, who didn't want to practice,
which is an all-time moment as well.
All-time leader move.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And he had the pick six against Brady in that random Patriots game that Belichick threw for Chip Kelly.
Remember that?
Who could forget?
And Belichick's doing surprise onside kicks. Oh, it was the most fake punts.
Such a rig job. Such a rig job. So congratulations, Jack. Looking forward to that. Third is John Runyon. I mean,
huge one. Yep.
Who knows how that run? It was a great run for Eagles history. But Ike talks about it a lot. Like, he kind of changed the culture.
Oh yeah,
helped change the culture of that team.
Yeah, no doubt. He brought toughness.
You talk about the toughness all the time.
Yes, sir.
He was a lunatic,
it was real,
right?
Because it was real. And while we had players that had that in us, we didn't necessarily have that on the offensive side of the ball. And that's one of the big reasons why Andy brought him here. People get on Andy about – it's funny because people get on Andy about never running the football. Well, that's why he brought John Runyon here.
To run the football.
To run the football.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why we brought him here, man, for that toughness.
And still the best Sunday Night Football intro. When they did interview the players, not interview the players, but they did where school they came from. John Runyon, Michigan. Like just a stone cold killer. John Runyon. Love John Runyon.
Big run, yeah.
Number two is Saquon.
He's two?
I'm interested to hear who's number
one. Number one, Jokey.
I don't think so.
Number two is Saquon, okay.
I don't think so.
I was kind of expecting Saquon to be number one, yeah.
Most people are sure are.
Yeah. I know who
Saquon
number one
number
is.
Two?
I
know who it is.
Okay, well, we know how great he is.
Yeah. We get it. Only yes, 1 year, though. Can he repeat?
Yep.
Number one.
I know what you're going to say.
Who you got?
Nick Foles.
There it is.
Oh, you got Nicky Six number one. Okay.
Signed from the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yes.
Super Bowl MVP. And unlike Saquon, so far, did it again the following year and got it back to the postseason.
Yeah. He did. Yeah. I mean, that was a surprising, you know, like a couple of the Zach Bond one, surprising great signing. Mm-hmm. The Nick Foles one, who would have ever guessed in a billion years that signing would have amounted to what it was?
He didn't even practice in training camp. I remember he had it like his elbow was injured or something. He didn't even do anything in the training camp. You almost forgot he was on the team.
Yep.
You almost forgot he was on the team.
There's a lot of things from that camp. Like Blunt, everyone thought was going to get cut.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember.
All the reporters like, he's probably not going
to
make the team.
Yeah, he's cooked. Because they kept trying to run stretch plays with him to the outside. And they're like, well, he can't get around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
He's not fast enough. So they figured that out with LeGarrette Blount as well. Doug wanted to throw the ball a lot, too. I think it took like week three for them to figure it out with LeGarrette Blount. San Diego, right? I mean, the Chargers game.
Yeah. That's when Merrill was like, the train!
The train!
The sealer from LeGarrette Blount. God, I love that.
Any surprise that Malcolm is the first of the 2017 Super Bowl team champ to get in?
Well, he retired before the other guys, right? So Brandon just retired.
Yeah.
When did Malcolm retire? 3 years ago?
Has it been 3 years?
Because Fletcher just retired last year. Brandon just retired this year. Kelsey just retired.
Nick just retired last year, right?
Nick just officially retired last year.
Jank retired 2022. So March 30th, 2022.
Yeah, so it has been a few years. Okay.
So he was probably the first one to retire who also
was worthy of
being there, I think, right?
He still got Ertz.
Still playing.
Ertz, Foles.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fletch, Brandon.
Michael Jank, Kendrick.
Kelsey. Michael Kendrick's not going to the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Akers? Not Akers. Jake Elliott.
Yeah, Jake Elliott.
Yeah.
So those are probably the six.
Because Peters is on a practice squad last year, so he's still out there.
Right. Oh, yeah. Now you're right. He may still try to get on a practice squad this year.
I'm trying to think. Is there anybody else?
Right?
No.
Alshon probably won't make it.
No.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
No one else, though, right? I can't think of anybody else, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the
no corners, safeties.
Definitely no corners.
No. 215. Oh, no. This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew is back.
He's back.
What's up, OK?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do, Andrew?
Hey, it's been a while. I'm coaching 8U in training camp right now every day, so it's been a little tough, but I've been trying. So time to talk some ball.
Oh, good.
So I'm coming in, looking at the season, looking at recent transactions, and Corian Bennett. I mean, I know we haven't heard a lot about him, and I know our team has struggled the past 2 days in training camp, but breaking him down as an athlete, a cornerback, a guy who can play – he's good. He's really good. He's good.
Really
he's
good.
Great.
He wasn't even with the ones or twos today. Does that concern you at all?
No, it does not concern me. Okay. Looking at his film from the past 2 years.
Okay, all
his
right.
His strength is he's a dog. He can jump. He can run. He's great at aggressively jumping routes. He's great in man. He's aggressive. He can play press. He can play off ball. He ran a 4.3 40, and he has a 40-inch vertical. He's great when targeted. Statistically, if you break it down, when targeted, he played better than Q last year, obviously. We know circumstances are a little different. But he's a great player. He's young, and he's going to fit great in our defense. He's going to play that outside spot. Coop's going to be back at safety, and I think Adoree's winning the slot spot. Adoree has the most staff in the slot between the guys going for the competition, so I think that's going to be the case.
All right.
Oh, you're reading a scouting report.
Yeah, yeah. You were watching all this tape on Jacorian Bennett. Where did you get all this film?
I just looked up YouTube, Jacorian Bennett highlights,
okay.
Breakdowns on him from Raider fans. So,
okay.
Yeah. One more thing. I think that I'm trying to make my bid to be in the fantasy league, get that last spot. Some of the things that I've had are I was correct about Jalen taking us to the promised land. Nolan Smith breaking out last year.
Were you correct about what's his name? Who's our second baseman? Bryson Stott hitting leadoff.
What are we talking about right now? Don't change the subject.
Okay, all right.
I was wrong about that.
Okay, all
right. I will be correct about Adoree getting the slot role. I'm a huge advocate for Mr. Fritz versus Squirrel. I do a ton of research for sports, whether it's on Football Reference, PFF Limited, or YouTube. I did the draft analysis back in last year, and I'll be able to live rent-free in opponents' heads week to week.
All right. Well, there is your application. And you are a Foxhole guy, of course.
I like
it. So, yeah. What do you think? So, OK Andrews registered. What do you think of OK Andrews, Jacorian Bennett tape study?
Did he say he's better than Quinion?
No, he said he had jumps a better higher. Rate.
Well, he said he's better last year than Quinion.
He said
he was better last year than Quinion.
Threw at him. He had a better, what is it? When this is a better QBR defense or something?
Yeah, something.
He just said his was higher than Q's, which I found it hard.
That's
to
great.
Believe.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. I did appreciate the full on breakdown. That guy coaches AU, so he clearly high level of ball knowledge.
Yeah. Well, it's more than you coach.
I coach 13-year-old Legion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I hated it.
Oh really?
I liked the kids. I just parents bothered me.
Yeah.
I only got thrown out of one game.
Oh, yeah? For
wow.
What?
Arguing balls and strikes.
You can't argue balls and strikes.
I was right.
That's the rule. 215-592-9494. Matt or Mike and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt or Mike?
Gentlemen, how are you? Let me make my quick pitch to be in the Fantasy League.
The league.
The league.
Yeah.
Fantasy league. And are you going to have a lot of water when you're there to drink when we're at the draft? So make sure you have the water.
Okay.
So listen. I should be in the league for the following reasons. Number one, so I can provide Spike with the same joy he gets when Elliot's on the show, the joy of being mildly irritated for 3 straight hours.
There you go.
By the way, anybody taking food advice from Elliot after he said the best way to eat a cheesesteak is in a wrap should have their Philly card revoked and buried in the back of Elliot's backyard. Number two, by week 4, I'll make every other team's draft board look like the Sixers in the second round, overhyped, falling apart, and gone before you know it. And number 3, I've got a great history of winning in the various fantasy leagues I've been in. I got more trophies than Herb's got OKs in a single call.
Wow.
And I know what I'm talking about. I've tracked him. And by the way, the over-under for OKs is 38. So,
I would love an OK tracker of Herb to see how many.
You should have OK Andrew track Herb's OKs.
Herb's OKs, yeah. Put OK Andrew to real work, helpful work. All right, Matt or Mike.
I could do that for you every call. And when we do have a recap of the week on every call,
yep.
I will do it. I will give my recap in different voices of some of the best guys on WIP, best callers, including Herb, and I might even throw a Merrill Reese in there.
Wow. All right, so okay. You are, thank you for the application, Matt or Mike, so you're going to do an impression of WIP hosts and potentially one of Merrill Reese and of the people in the league. Sam, in Delaware, you're in WIP. What's up, Sam?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I got disconnected. I don't know how this works. I never called before.
That's okay.
I just was a little, like, galled by what the comment was about them dissing the Aston Middletown Little League. There was nothing given to those guys, Ben, his brother.
I'm just saying, I played in the league, and I'm just saying, if you have two kids that are that good and both end up first-round picks, maybe split them up and put them on different teams.
I know how the system works. I mean, you may have played there as a child, but I was there as a parent.
Yeah.
They're voted on. They're pulled in. There's maybe some politics, but
hold on.
I love the breakdown of the Sam Middletown Little League scandal.
Let's be honest about this. The dad was the coach, and both sons were on the same team, and they both ended up first round picks. You don't think if two kids are that talented and the dad's the coach, you don't think they're ending up on the team because of some internal nonsense there?
No. Dad was not the coach at Aston Middletown. He couldn't get it right at Aston Middletown.
What's that?
He was on the sidelines.
Okay.
He was not the coach of their team.
Okay. All right.
I can tell you that for a fact because my son was on their team.
Oh, so you got the benefit. Your son was on the Tigers?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your son got the benefit of both kids being on the same. Look, I love Ben, but I'm just saying,
But my son was also on the PA State team that almost made it to the World Series.
I was talking about that team the other day with Jack. I remember that team. Who was your son?
I prefer not. My son would kill me if he knew I was.
Oh, come on. It was 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but he still would kill me.
Okay. All right.
They're all 50 years old. And I love them all to death, but Mr. Davis was not, and I quote, not. A coach of the team.
Okay, my bad. I was wrong about that.
Thank you for clearing up, Sam.
But, Sam, I do still believe that the Davis boys should have been split up in that league.
Well, what they did is, if you knew the insides out, you were actually
Howard and all this? Isn't he supposed to be pulling strings for you?
I was 10. Of course I don't know the inside. All I know is that I'm playing a team that has two kids that are way better than every other kid in the league. And they're brothers on the same team.
You're on the parent. They put siblings on the same team.
Why?
Well, okay, you're running around and trying to make two
practices
schedules for the same, back and forth. And that's how it went. Now, as far as them getting into the playoffs or the All-Stars and whatever the case may be, that was totally had nothing to do. That was totally a voted.
Well,
and
of course.
You suck, Spike.
That's why you were on the team.
So Sam, so you think it was fair that both Davis guys were on the same team?
That was the way the rules were written.
Let me ask you this, Sam. If your son was on a different team, would you think the same thing?
Actually, when my son was in the minors, partway through he was on a losing team, and they tried to draft him up to the majors. It was him and one other person that was carrying the team at least a little bit.
And who's your son again?
I didn't tell you who my son was.
Oh, come on.
Come on, what do you think? I'm dumb. I wasn't born yesterday.
Wow.
And the manager who tried to draft him up wasn't a Tiger manager. It was another manager.
We're still talking about that.
He tried to intimidate my son and also told
him... I'm not trying to intimidate anyone.
She's intimidating her son.
Oh, okay.
They tried to intimidate him and tell him he'd be blackballed and never make it to the majors.
Oh.
Well, he did the next year, and he also made
it. Well, everybody makes it to the majors in Aston Middletown Little League once you turn 11.
Well, I'm just telling you, because I had it on speaker when they talked to my son, and he was much of a team player to say... Look, I wasn't good enough to make it to the majors because he would have been old enough. He could have.
Yeah.
I will stick it out with my team.
All right. There you go. I believe it was called the National League before the majors. I don't think it was called the minors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it was National, American, and Major. But all right, Sam. We're going to have to agree to disagree here.
Yeah. Well, I could tell you a whole lot about what happened there behind the scenes.
Whoa. But sounds like a book.
The scandal of Aston Middletown.
It could be a book.
It could be a book. And the book that thank you for the call, Sam. I appreciate you. The book I would write is Why Are Those Two Giant Kids on the Same Team? They're both major league players.
Split them up.
Yeah, split them up. One was 12, one was 10.
Highest rated show.
We cover it all, man.
completely. You never know who's listening. Yeah, I want to know who her son
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
I want to know who her son was.
Yeah, we
I
need
thought
answers.
You had her with that second one. That
yes.
Last one. I thought
yeah.
she was going to give it up.
We were talking about that team the other day. Or maybe when we were talking.
You were, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, that Downingtown team plays, or sorry, Glenmore Eagle team plays tonight at 7.
Tonight, seven. Is that on ESPN?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, go Glenmore.
Go Glenmore. And
I wonder if they got any first round brothers on the same team. Couldn't give us a Davis on the Lions.
I know. I thought you were the Tigers.
Yeah, no, the Ben and Glenn were on the Tigers.
Okay.
I was on the Lions.
I do wonder if Coach Shaw wins tonight. Maybe we'll bring him back on and he can talk to Ike finally.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll let him just get his time with Ike.
Yeah. Come on in.
Coming up next, Jerry Jones gives a reason, perhaps, as to why Micah Parsons isn't signed yet. And as well, we will get you ready for tonight's Phillies game and your final chance to get in the Fantasy Football League, 215-592-9494. This is your final chance. This is the last spot. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frizzy.